what's happening with regard to the Middle East and the United Nations. There has, of course, been a response there, given what developed yesterday. And we see that the Palestinian representative at the United Nations has condemned in the strongest terms possible the killing of more than 50 Palestinians and the injury of close to 2,000 people by Israeli forces along the Gaza border. Now, massive Palestinian protests along the border fence took place as the United States Embassy was officially relocated to Jerusalem to mark the 70th anniversary of the formation of the State of Israel. Early indications are that the United Nations Security Council will convene within the next 24 hours to discuss the situation on the ground in Gaza. Show and Bryce Pease compiled this report.
Mayhem on the Gaza border with Israel, as thousands came to protest the controversial inauguration of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. In New York, an angry response from Palestine's ambassador to the U.N., Riyad Mansour.
This massacre is taking place at the same time when the United States of America illegally and unilaterally and in a provocative way is opening its embassy.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called it a glorious day as President Donald Trump's daughter Ivanka and her husband Jared Kushner, who is also a White House envoy on Middle East peace, officially opened the embassy. While 80 kilometers away, scenes of deadly chaos. Listen to Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law.
While presidents before him have backed down from their pledge to move the American embassy once in office, this president delivered, because when President Trump makes a promise, he keeps it. But today also demonstrates American leadership. By moving our embassy to Jerusalem, we have shown the world once again that the United States can be trusted. We stand with our friends and our allies, and above all else, we've shown that the United States of America will do what's right